Some false religions, like Islam, deny that Jesus is God incarnate. And throughout history, various Christian heretics have made similar mistakes. The Jehovah's Witness cult even uses the prologue of John's Gospel to try to refute the view that Jesus is fully God. But has the church ever fallen into this error? Or has the church always affirmed the full divinity of Christ?
The doctrine of the deity of Christ became very important even during Jesus' earthly lifetime. He was called Lord, and I believe that very often that word Lord is not just a term of general respect, but it recalled the fact that Yahweh, the God of the Old Testament, was called Lord, as the head of the covenant. And so Jesus was very much considered God by those disciples who were discerning. And of course, in John 1:1, we read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So at Jesus' very incarnation, he was God, right? At his birth, he was God. Now, in the early church, this was generally accepted. There were some, like the Ebionites and later on the Arians, who did not believe in Jesus' full deity. But the biggest problem in the early church was the acceptance of his full humanity. There were people who thought that Jesus had not come in the flesh, as John puts it, and that means that Jesus did not become a full man or a true man. And that was the view of Gnostic sects, as we call them. This particular version of it was called Docetism, but it comes from the idea that the body is bad, that the material world is bad, and only the spirit world is really worthy of God. And they thought that it would be inappropriate for Jesus to take on a human body. And so there was a lot of argument about the true humanity of Christ, the Docetists, the Gnostics, in the early part of the church. But eventually, of course, those groups were considered heretical and not given the right to participate in the teaching of the church. And so the early church was quite convinced right from the beginning by the teaching of Jesus, by the teaching of the apostles, by the resurrection, by which God honors the work of Jesus, that Jesus is fully God as well as fully man.